If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so today we're diving into something that I think a lot of people have experience with, and that's neighborly conflicts. You guys specifically asked for a deep dive on the impact of short-term rentals, and wow, did we find a story for you. This one's from the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast, and let me tell you, it's a wild ride.
Oh, it's a story we see more and more these days. You know, on the surface, it's about fences and noise complaints. But if you look a little deeper, it really gets at those anxieties we have about things like property rights, privacy, and just how do you balance individual freedom with like the well-being of the community, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And it all starts with something that I think a lot of us can relate to. You know that feeling when a for sale sign pops up next door? It's like this weird mix of hope and curiosity, right? Like you start imagining the possibilities.
Yeah.
New friends, block parties, maybe even someone to water your plants when you're out of town.
Right. It's like that ideal vision of community, everyone sharing responsibility, looking out for each other.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Except in this case, our listeners' dreams of like neighborhood potlucks get totally sidetracked. Because instead of a moving van pulling up, it's an endless stream of Ubers and Lyfts dropping off strangers with suitcases.
The rise of the short-term rental. And yeah, that definitely throws a wrench into the whole traditional neighborhood dynamic.
It really does. Like suddenly that saying, good fences make good neighbors, takes on a whole new meaning, don't you think?
It absolutely does. Because now we're not just talking about, you know, someone who mows their lawn on a different day than you. We're talking about completely different expectations of what it means to live in a certain place. Mm. When a homeowner decides to do the whole short-term rental thing, they're basically turning their house from like a home into a business, right? Wow. Right. And every business has an impact, you know what I mean? Whether it's noise, traffic, just people coming and going at all hours.
And in this case, it sounds like that impact was, well, pretty major.
Yeah.
Our listener talks about a total loss of privacy, constant noise, and a neighbor who was actually quite friendly at first becoming like distant and dismissive. It's like their whole little corner of the world was changing, and not in a good way.
Yeah. And that's a really common thread we see in these kinds of disputes. Mm. Often the homeowner is thinking about their property as an investment, a way to make money. And it can be tough for them to see past that. Maybe they don't fully grasp, or maybe they just don't want to, how their choices affect the people around them.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then on the other side of the fence, you have these long-term residents who are like, hey, this is my neighborhood too. Their peace and quiet is gone, that sense of community is fractured, and they feel powerless.
And that's the setup, right? That's what breeds resentment and, as we'll hear, eventually leads to conflict.
Oh yeah, things definitely escalate. We're talking everything from some, shall we say, creative landscaping to a carefully curated playlist of opera music blasting at all hours. But before we get to the nitty-gritty of the more hands-on tactics our listener used, I think it's important to like take a step back for a sec.
Absolutely, because it's easy to jump to judgments. These situations are complicated.
All right.
Even though we totally get why our listener was frustrated, we also have to remember that homeowners have rights too.
Exactly.
So it becomes a question of how do we balance those rights with what's best for the community as a whole?
Yeah, how do you find that middle ground where everyone feels heard and respected? Because it shouldn't have to be a battle, right? It's a question a lot of us are asking these days. And like you said, there aren't any easy answers. But let's get back to our listener's story, because it really shows how quickly things can go off the rails when, like, people just aren't communicating. And it all starts with, you know, a couple of barking dogs and a garden hose.
The recipe for disaster in any neighborhood, right?
Totally. And remember how our listener mentioned her two rescue dogs, Bella and Max? She actually had this whole 2-minute rule for barking, which I thought was kind of brilliant.
Yeah, it shows that she was trying to be considerate, right? Like recognizing that her dog's barking could affect other people. Too bad the neighbor wasn't on the same page.
Well, that's the thing. While Bella and Max were sticking to their 2-minute limit, the neighbor's dog, Buster, I think his name was constantly running around off leash. And this is despite those leash laws we were talking about earlier.
Exactly. And those leash laws are there for a reason, right? It's not just a suggestion. It's about keeping everyone safe, both people and animals.
For sure. And you can almost feel the listener's frustration growing, because it's like those leash laws being ignored became symbolic of this whole lack of respect for, like, the neighborhood as a whole. But anyway, back to the dogs. So Buster's out there doing his thing, Bella and Max barking.
And instead of, you know, doing the responsible thing and grabbing his dog, the neighbor decides to take matters into his own hands.
Literally. Yeah, cue the garden hose. And I'm not talking about, like, a little spritz here. We're talking a full-on power wash aimed right at her dogs through the fence.
That's such an escalation, right? It goes from being annoying to straight-up aggressive in, like, 2 seconds. And you gotta think about how that would feel, you know? To have someone spray your pets with a hose. It's not just about the water. It's that feeling of your space being violated, like you're being disrespected.
Exactly. It's like all that frustration she had been feeling just boils over. And when she tries to talk to the neighbor about it, he's basically like, well, they were barking, so.
Oh, that's classic, right? That complete lack of accountability just throws fuel on the fire.
Totally. It's like that door to any kind of reasonable conversation just slams shut. Because if you can't even agree to, like, hey, your dog's loose again, can we figure this out? What hope is there?
Right. And that's where things really take a turn, because for our listener, it's not about the barking anymore or even the hose at that point. It's about respect, you know, like setting boundaries and feeling safe in your own home. And when those things are violated, people tend to, well, take matters into their own hands.
And let's just say our listener was nothing if not creative. Remember how you guys wanted to know how these neighborly conflicts can escalate? Well, buckle up, because this is where things get good or bad, depending on how you look at it. So we're talking like strategically placed, motion-activated sprinklers, a loudspeaker playing opera music at all hours.
Oh, the classics.
The classics. And even, and this is where it gets really good, a trail of dog biscuits leading straight to the local animal shelter.
Okay, now that's just good strategy.
Right. I mean, you got to admire the creativity.
Yeah. I mean, on the one hand, you can see how frustrating this whole situation was for her. But on the other, it's like, where do you draw the line, you know?
Exactly. And like you said earlier, it's tough because there's no one-size-fits-all answer, right? What seems reasonable to one person can feel like crossing a line to someone else.
Mm.
But before we, like, get too deep into the ethics of retaliatory gardening, I think it's important to remember that our listener had installed a security camera, you know, mainly to document those leash law violations we were talking about.
So it wasn't just for show. There was a plan.
Exactly. But let's just say it ended up capturing a lot more than just Buster's off-leash adventures.
Like what?
We're talking footage of the neighbor yelling threats, like actually kicking the fence. And at one point, he even tries to, like, dismantle those sprinklers our listener had so cleverly positioned.
Okay, so it's definitely escalated from a disagreement to, like, straight up antagonism.
Right. And it really shows how these things can get out of hand so quickly. Because when you start with that foundation of resentment, it's like any little thing can set someone off.
And you have to remember, this isn't just happening in a vacuum. You've got the stress of the situation, the fact that these two neighbors probably see each other all the time since they live so close. It creates this pressure cooker environment where it's almost like they're looking for reasons to be upset with each other. You know?
Totally. And as if things weren't messy enough already, this is where it gets really real. Huh. All that tension, all that back and forth, it reaches a breaking point one night when, and I bet you can guess where this is going, Buster gets out again. It was a busy weekend. The Airbnb was full of guests. People were hanging out, grilling in the backyard, music playing. And then all of a sudden, this scream.
Oh, man.
Yeah, not a good scream either. One of the Airbnb guests, a young woman, had been walking through the yard when Buster, being his usual exuberant self, came bounding up to her, totally off leash. And, well, I think you can guess what happened next.
Dog bite.
Dog bite.
Ugh, the poor woman, and poor Buster, too. I mean, it's not his fault. His owner wasn't following the rules.
Exactly. It's like that old saying, there are no bad dogs, only bad owners, right? But anyway, the ambulance shows up, sirens blaring. It was a whole thing. And all the Airbnb guests, they kind of scatter, you know, like, we did not sign up for this. Mm-hmm. And our listeners just there, stuck in the middle of it all, feeling this wave of, I don't know, like, relief, guilt, maybe even a little bit of satisfaction.
Because it sounds like this was the final straw, right?
It was. After that night, the Airbnb listings disappeared, just like that. The party stopped, the strangers disappeared, and it was like this weird calm settles over the neighborhood.
An uneasy peace, maybe, but peace nonetheless.
Exactly. And that's what's so fascinating about this whole story, right? Because it makes you wonder, could all of this have been avoided if they had just, like, talked to each other?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's one we should all be asking ourselves, right? Because at the end of the day, most of us just want to live in peace. And sometimes that means swallowing our pride, reaching out to that neighbor, even if they haven't always been the nicest.
Could have said it better myself.
Yeah.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into the wild, sometimes wacky, and often too relatable world of neighborly conflict, I think the takeaway is this. Communication is key. It may not always be easy, but trust us, it's a lot less stressful than a full-blown fence war.
Now you're speaking my language.
And on that note, we'll catch you guys in the next episode of The Deep Dive.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.